thank the Lord this morning that I have found it. And when I found it, I don't need to keep looking, because I found what my soul craved. There are people that find, and they're trying to find satisfaction and fulfillment of the flesh, but it doesn't last long, and it has long-term, it has a detrimental effect. But I found what my soul was longing for, and the answer is in Jesus Christ. It's not in religion. It's not in something that man can do. It's not what I could do for myself. But it was in something that God did for me, what I could not do for myself. And I'm just thankful that I found that well of water. And as heard someone say recently, that they're thankful that the Word of God does not say, "and God said," but it said, "He saith." In other words, it's still working today. God is still saying, and I will say, Jesus, when He said, "You drink of the water that I shall give unto you," said it will be in you a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And I am thankful this morning that water is still fresh, still springing up. I'm not having to live on something of yesterday, and I'm not having to live on my grandparents' experience, but there's a fresh well of water that I'm drinking of today that gives me hope and courage and peace and joy, and I'm thankful I found it. I hope you are too. Enjoy it. Drink deep this morning. I'd like to begin over in the 22nd chapter of Genesis, and I've written on the board a subject of the burden that's been on my heart entitled Jehovah Jireh. Genesis in the 22nd chapter, we won't take the time to read the whole passage. But you remember when God came to Abraham and He told Abraham to get up and take Isaac and offer him as a sacrifice. And when God told Abraham, there's a lot of good lessons to be learned in this 22nd chapter, but when God told Abraham to go and offer his son Isaac in the land of Moriah as a burnt offering, it says in the third verse that Abraham rose up early in the morning. You remember, I think I preached on that one or two years ago? Getting up early in the morning. Delayed obedience is disobedience. And when God told Abraham to do something that was difficult and hard, something Abraham probably really did not even understand, why, Lord? That doesn't make sense. Abraham got up early in the morning to go and do what God said to do. So this morning, if you know it's all right, you tarry until you know what God wants you to do. But don't wait until it all makes sense, because you'll be waiting a long time. When God tells you to move, move. When God tells you to get up, get up. When He tells you to do something, do it. Don't wait. Get up early in the morning. And so the foundation is laid of Abraham as a man of not only a faith, but as a man of obedience to God's will. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. We'll move down to the sixth verse. It said, Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. What kind of sacrifice are you willing to make for God's purpose to be accomplished in your life? That's a question. What sacrifice are you willing to make this morning for God's purpose to be accomplished in your life? God had a purpose. Don't forget, God has a purpose for your life this morning. And God knows everything about you. And He had told Abraham, take your son. And we're not talking about just a 5-year-old boy here either. We're talking about a young man. Isaac was, they don't know exactly how old he was. If you follow the parallels through, you know how old he might have been? 33 years old. The parallel of the sacrifice of Christ is all through this 22nd chapter. Go study how long their journey was. Go talk about Isaac bearing the wood on his back. Go read about how old, all of these things, but we don't have time for that this morning. But anyway, Isaac was 30, 33. He was in that range of years. He wasn't just a little child. And it took an act of obedience for him to submit to his elderly father, because Isaac could have overcome him physically if he wanted, but he submitted himself as a lamb. More parallel. But as he lay there on the altar, Abraham took the wood, and it said, the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they both went them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father said, my father. And Abraham said, here am I, my son. And Isaac said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? This is on their way up to the altar. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And as we read on down, said they came to the place which God told him of, and Abraham built an altar, laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son. Now Isaac submitted to being bound. And he laid him on the altar upon the wood, and Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Let us understand, Abraham was in a place, he didn't understand God's purpose completely. He did not understand why and what was going on, but he knew what God had said to do. And he not only sat down and said, yes, Lord, I'll do it, but he got up early in the morning to go do it. There are many times that we intellectually know we need to obey the Lord, and so we nod our head. But it's like the son that the Jesus told the parable about that says, yes, I'll go work in the field, I'll go work in the vineyard, but he didn't go. And I wonder sometimes if the Lord does not reveal His plan for us, and we nod our head and we say, yes, Lord, but are we getting up early in the morning? And all when we start out in obedience, He laid Isaac there on the altar, and He didn't just say, okay, Lord, now I've done what You wanted, or I think I'll just sit back and contemplate a little bit. He took the knife, and He physically raised it ready to come down and finish the work. And it said, the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. Abraham said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes, and he looked and beheld behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. There's a beautiful story of God's provision in this place. God will provide. Jehovah. You know what Jehovah is? Jehovah is the personal name of God. It's the personal name of God. In the Scripture, it is the living, self-existent Creator of the whole world. And it was the name of the one true God, Jehovah, or in the Hebrew, Yahweh. And so when Abraham looked on this place, he called it Jehovah. The name of God, Yahweh, Jehovah Jireh. And Jireh means, is translated from the Latin, to provide, which means, because that's where the English comes from, is the Latin. So that word provide is pro and vide. And pro means what? Before. You're proactive. See that word pro? It means before, and vide means to see. It means, Jireh then means one who sees, one who provided, one that saw my need before I even had it. Jehovah Jireh, the God that saw, the Lord hath been seen. He has seen my need before I even knew it. The Lord had provided, God had provided a ram in the thicket. And so Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. It means to see in advance. God saw that there was going to be a need, and He has provided. That is one of the names given to God in the Old Testament, Jehovah Jireh. God is the one, Jehovah, Yahweh, the one that sees our need before we even know we have it. And He has provided for us. Today, many people consider Jireh as being God the provider. But provide has some deeper meaning than just that He's given. But He has seen the need before I saw it. And He's provided and met the need. In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. In the deepest of trial, in the deepest of problems, God has seen our need. He has revealed Himself and met the need that we have. Can you not look in your life in the past and see areas that God has been your Jehovah Jireh? He provided what you had need of. Do you know that tomorrow we have a God that will see our need and He knows what your tomorrow holds? I don't know what needs you have, but God has provided for them as His children. He is our Jehovah Jireh, and I've been so blessed as I consider Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. He's met my need, and He's going to be just as faithful tomorrow to meet my need. The greatest need that God saw before it was there was our spiritual need. From the foundation of the earth, God prepared a plan that His Son could come and die for us when we were unlovable, when we were sinful, when we had so many needs. I think about how John the Baptist, John 1:29, John, it said, he saw Jesus come walking by, and Jesus said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." You know, that was Jehovah Jireh that sent Jesus to this earth. He provided a way that in our need, in our sin, in the impossible places that we found ourselves in spiritually, with no way to overcome sin, no way to overcome ourselves, God looked down and He saw our need and He sent His Son. And that's the reason why one of the most quoted scriptures in the Bible, "For God so loved the world that He did what? That He gave. That He provided His Son." Why? That we could be saved. You want to talk about Jehovah Jireh and what it means to me today? It means God has provided a way for me to be forgiven of my sin. And I don't have to carry the guilt. I don't have to carry the condemnation. I don't have to carry the bondage anymore that the devil puts on people's life, because God has provided for me. He has provided a way. What has God provided for you? Jehovah Jireh, the God, my provider, the one that sees before I even have a need. God provides a way this morning. When you come to places in your life that you don't know which way to go, I want you to remember Jehovah Jireh. He has seen in advance the places that you're going to come to, and He's going to provide you with a way to go. He's going to provide a way out. Jehovah Jireh He has provided a way for physical healing and emotional healing and spiritual healing. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5, another very familiar passage of Scripture. Isaiah 53. Verse 5, "But He was wounded for our transgression," speaking about Jesus, "He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes," what? "We are healed." God hath provided, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord has seen and provided a need, the way, the avenue for our healing this morning. And that healing is by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And when we are in a place, and healing takes, there's a lot of different ways that we need healing. There's a lot of ways people need healing in their spirits. I want you to remember Jehovah Jireh, before you even had the need, before you were even wounded in your spirit, Jehovah Jireh saw in advance
the place that you were going to come to. And He provided a way for healing of our spirits. He provided, by the stripes that Jesus bore, He provided a way of spiritual healing to emotions, to needs in our life. There is healing this morning, and it comes from this God, the one true self-existent eternal God of all creation, Jehovah. But I am so thankful that He saw and He looked beyond and He looked ahead of me and He saw what I was going to need and He made a provision for it. And so He sent His Son Jesus, and by His stripes we were healed physically. You know that Jesus looks down and He sees every physical need that we have. And there is still healing in the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. The world may tell you differently. People may argue with you. They may go, but I want to say this morning that we have a great privilege. We have a wonderful privilege when we are sick of any kind of turning to Jehovah Jireh, knowing that God is my provider. God is also our healer, and that's another name of God that we're not going to deal with this morning. But Jehovah Jireh is our provider, and He's provided healing. He has provided for your temporal needs. Do you believe that? Before you even have the need, He has provided. He sees what's ahead of you. Sometimes you may be in a place you don't know where you're going to make the next bill. Have you ever been there? It wasn't there. I don't know how many times I've been there. I want to tell you what, I've told this story before, but I'm very careful with finances you gotta be, don't you? You have to be. But I'm very careful with them, but I remember a number of years ago, we got to a place and things were, it was very tight and we didn't know how we were going to make some bills. But I got a statement and I looked at my bank account and I realized that we would have been overdrawn. And I don't overdraw my bank account, understand me. That's irresponsible. I don't overdraw my bank account, but somehow something slipped through that we were not aware of and we would have been overdrawn. But it just so happened that someone had our bank account number. And it was about the only time I think they probably ever did it. They deposited some money into our account. We didn't know it. And we were not overdrawn. Want to talk about Jehovah Jireh? He saw the need. He knew the need before we even knew we had a problem. Before we even had the need. And He provided for us. You know God does that for all of us. Temporally, financially, He's told us over in the 6th chapter of Matthew, you look at the fowls of the air, and they don't reap. You know, they don't gather into barns, but the Lord takes care of them. And He told them, He went on to say, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall He not much more clothe you? Oh, ye of little faith. In that verse, in verse 32 of Matthew, the 6th chapter, He said, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Do you know that the Lord knows that you have what you have need of this morning? If you need a job, do you know the Lord knows that? And He has provided. He has seen before you need, and He is looking in the future, and He knows when you need it. He knows how you need it. And if you say, if you tomorrow you went to work, everybody went to work, and you say you lost your job, God is still Jehovah Jireh. He is still my provider, and He knows the need, and I know there's a ram in the thicket. So I'm not going to be disobedient. I'm still willing to sacrifice. Have you ever had $20? Had just a little bit of money. Maybe you didn't have anything left. And the Lord said, I want you to give it to someone else. Thinking, oh Lord, I need it worse than they do. Give it. And you go and you are obedient to the Lord and you find a ram in the thicket. See, obedience. Be obedient to the Lord that God is our provider. He sees the need before we have it. Something, and I was going to ask Vanessa if I could tell the story. I'm going to tell it. A number of months ago, Vanessa wanted some money. And I don't remember what she needed it for. But she wanted some money and she needed it. And she told us later, she said, I prayed that the Lord would give her this money. And she said, I woke up and there was money on my dresser. We didn't put it there. I don't know where it came from. It built her faith because God answered her prayer. And it built her because she's told us many times, I prayed and God gave me some money. Do you know that's what the Lord does for us? He's our provider when we have needs and we pray and we seek the Lord. He hears our prayer and He knows what we need and He has a way of manifesting Himself from the children to the adults. Ask the Lord for your needs. You need comfort, you need strength, you need healing. The Lord will provide for you. Have faith in God. And when He provides, it didn't just happen. We can rationalize and we can say, okay, now where did this come from? Or how did that happen? I don't know, but I knew the Lord knew my need and He was my Jehovah Jireh. My faith has been inspired by her little testimony. God provided. And He will provide for you in your need, whether it be spiritual, emotional, physical, temporal, if we'll ask. We serve a big God. What is the name of the God you serve? His name is Jehovah Jireh. My God will provide. The God that sees before I even have a need and hath provided for us. What else does He provide for us? Jesus said over in John 16:33, these things, John 16:33, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have what? Have you found that to be true? In the world you shall have tribulation. But what? Be of good cheer. Why? Because I have overcome the world. How does this relate, Jehovah Jireh? It's because when we're in tribulation, when we're in trouble around about us, Jesus said, I am come that you could have peace. If you're lacking peace in your spirit, I'll give it to you. I'll provide it for you. If you're downcast, if you're discouraged, He said, I've overcome. If you're struggling this morning and it seems like you're not finding the power that you need, there's power in the Lord. He's our Jehovah Jireh. And if you meet a test and a trial, and I've been there before, and you basically tell the Lord, I can't do this. And the Lord's saying, I know you can't, but you can with me. Why? Because the Lord is the one that will provide. He is the one that will provide what we need. We sing the song about peace in the time of trouble. There's peace in the time of trouble. There's peace in the midst of what? Of the storm. That's from Jehovah Jireh. That's from my provider that is giving me something that I didn't make. I didn't manufacture. I didn't just, if I do this just right, then I... No, it is because God looked down and He saw my need. You know who the Lord wants to bless this morning? Those that are needy. The poor. Those that are saying, Lord, I need Your help. I need some strength. I need help temporally. I need help spiritually. I need, Lord, some power in my life. The Scripture says that God is the God of all comfort. He provides comfort. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. This is Jehovah Jireh. He provides rest. He provides comfort. He provides a way. He provides an answer. When you get to the Red Sea, it's Jehovah Jireh that opens up the Red Sea. When you get to Jordan River and it's still flowing, it's like, okay, Lord, send the east wind. The Lord said, no, I sent the east wind to open up the Red Sea. I want you to put your feet in the water. The priest stepped into the Jordan River and it parted. God did that. He's a provider. And when you don't know what to do, do you know that God will give you the answer when you need it? There have been times I have struggled not knowing the voice of God, because I know the voice of my Lord when He speaks. His sheep hear his voice. But when he speaks, when he's not speaking, and it's like, Lord, I need an answer. I need some direction. And we pray and pray, and then all of a sudden, the Lord speaks. And we have the answer. He says, how do you know? You haven't known for months. How can you say now all of a sudden that you know? The Lord spoke. The Lord provided the answer. Our Jehovah Jireh is the provider of the answer to the needs that we have. And he has the answer before you even have the question. So all of the questions that you might have this morning, God is the provider of answers. One of the greatest things also that God is a provider for, he is the provider of grace. Hebrews chapter 4:16, help me out. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of what? In time of need. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who sees my need before I even ask. That's my provider. God, my provider, he sees the needs that we have, and if we will bring our neediness to the Lord, he is the provider of grace. And what is grace except enablement? God's favor to enable me to do what I could not do by myself. That is God's grace. I didn't earn it and I didn't deserve it. And that grace that God has provided is sufficient. Does that sound familiar? His grace is sufficient for me. For his strength is made perfect. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Whose weakness? My weakness. My weakness. His grace will make us strong. He's provider of it. He's a provider of power. He's the provider of love. He is the provider of strength. God provides purpose. He's the provider of that. To give purpose for life in tribulation. To get up in the morning and face another day. Jehovah Jireh is the provider of all of these things. In conclusion this morning, in Mark in the 8th chapter, and you remember this story well, Jesus, it said, he looked on the multitude. And they were hungry. They followed him out into the wilderness. And they were hungry and they didn't have anything to eat. It's Mark chapter 8. And it said that Jesus said, I have compassion on the multitude because they've been with me 3 days. They have nothing to eat. And he said, I'm not going to send them away fasting lest they faint by the way. And Jesus took 7 loaves of bread and a few little fish. You remember what he did? He provided food for all the multitude. He met the needs that they have. That was Jehovah Jireh in action, meeting the need and providing for everything that they desired, that they needed. This morning I am thankful. There's a song, and maybe we could sing it. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. That's Jehovah Jireh, the God that sees and provides. So as we go and face this week, let's go with courage. Let's go knowing that before I even know, and sometimes when we recognize we have a need, it's just, oh, what am I going to do? And to know that my God saw before I even had it. He saw my need, but not only did he see, but he provided the provision to meet the need that I have. There is no test that is too great for you to face this morning. There is no valley that is too low for you to go through. There is no fire that is too hot. There is no relationship. There is no person. There is no financial difficulty that is too great for you because we serve Jehovah Jireh, the God of all creation that sees and has provided for all of our needs. Amen.